morning. Today is Tuesday, December the 15th, 352nd day of the new year. Joining us this morning, the general manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hull.
Morning, Brian.
Howdy ho. You got enough water?
We got great water, yes.
Now,
we got plenty.
I got to believe, particularly now, as we're getting deluged, that it's really going to be tough for folks locally to say, drought. Now, I know Southern California hasn't gotten hit, and we're all one big happy family, but...
Well, and that's the thing. I think locally,
the water bar has been raised.
But locally, I think we all knew we were just kind of playing along with the state. So,
yeah, when the rivers hit over flood stage,
the Elk River Valley looks like a lake. Yeah,
you know. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yep.
Our quote this morning is actually a Native American proverb. I didn't know that you could write, let alone think this deeply.
Well, yeah.
Being a native of America.
I am a native of America. I am.
Tell me and I'll forget. Show me and I may not remember. Involve me and I'll understand.
There you go.
Oh,
how
no.
true is that,
Oh,
huh?
no. I don't have to dig trenches now, do I?
Yes. Because I showed you.
Yeah, because you want me to know better. Yeah.
That's why we do workshops, huh?
Oh, okay, yeah. Community workshops take on a whole different... If you show up in their jumpsuits...
then you'll understand.
Boots, yeah. Oh. So we've had probably a little bit more water than we typically have anticipated by this time of the year. Has that endangered or caused any problems with any of the projects that you've got almost completed? I mean, that's kind of where we ended up
That's correct.
Or last year, month.
The last time I was here anyway.
Yeah, whenever that was. Yeah, you were hoping for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and we didn't get them, but we finished up mostly anyway. And actually, I've got an update on one of the projects we can do later that's kind of interesting.
Was that Hubbard Lane?
Yes, it was.
Hubbard Lane? Good. Good.
And we fixed that part, though. When was the last time you were down there?
Last night.
Oh. Well, you were on
your landing strip there through the middle.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Really? It's not supposed to be.
Well, if you have one tire on one side and one on...
Well, that's true.
Yeah. How tough is it to go into wrap-it-up mode? I mean, I would think you could probably go 24 hours and still not hit...
Well, this is where we are now. Now, I think this happened after we were here, but you and I talked about it. On October 25th, we actually had a water main break out on Myrtle Avenue, out the old Arcata Road, Myrtle Avenue, out by Pigeon Point, and that caused the pavement to lift up out there. We immediately jumped in, worked with the county to try to figure out how much pavement we needed to replace, get it all together. They're paving today because this is the first time since October 25th we've been able to do that.
This weather update brought to you by KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19. Really? That many weeks?
Yeah. So if we could work 24 hours, we wouldn't get anything done. Yeah, we got to wait for the weather.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, the concept of this particular one on Old Arcata Road, which for those that are unfamiliar with the area, it's kind of like the secondary or tertiary between Eureka and Arcata, but was the old original highway.
Right.
Logging times, Indian times, wagon train times, you know, et cetera, before they put in out by from Indianola, and the one that we experience now is the highway. You guys get out into that thing. You find a leak. I can't imagine it's a leak like what we see in our kitchen sinks. Drip, drip, drip.
Sometimes. But we don't really concern ourselves too much with those. If we find them, we fix them. But largely, you don't, on the kind of system we have, you don't see those.
Now, you were sharing in the first break that this was a little bit larger magnitude.
Yes.
How'd you find out about it? Take us through that whole process to pavement going down today.
I believe we got a call from the highway patrol and the sheriff saying there's a flood on Old Arcata Road down by the Devoy Bridge. And one of my employees, our operations foreman, actually lives in Myrtletown, and he got up and said, "What's that noise in the water heater?" And so he turned on the faucet and there was no water. So he thought, he knew that was a bad sign.
Yeah. that's the trained professional. Okay, good, good.
So we have the ability to use our smartphones to check in with our system to see what the tank levels are doing, what pumps are on to fill the tanks, things like that. Things were draining quickly, and so he quickly mobilized everybody, got people out there, got the valves shut so they could isolate it so we get the pressure back up again.
So you knew it was between A and B?
We knew it was between A and B, and then started in on it. So we called in basically our entire operation maintenance and construction crew showed up out there probably from 7 in the evening till about midnight.
Now, how did you know where it was, or was it easy just to see?
It was easy to tell. They just
water on the pavement?
Yeah. No. It was once you got there, it was pretty obvious. It's the piece of Old Arcata Road that has the a K-rail wall along the slough side. It's right there by Devoy Bridge if you go by there. And
I figure that means that somebody went into the slough.
Yeah, so I don't know because the K-rail stayed, of course, but it acts like a dam. So there was quite a little lake there for a short period of time until it could run out. And so the problem was,
wasn't there long enough to be a wetland?
Yeah, no.
Or for fish to migrate there?
It was dark. So. Okay. So the pavement actually lifted up and broke along the, you know, kind of, you know what alligator it is in asphalt. Well, it did this for the, you know, a 20-foot length of where the pipe was, where it was broken. So and it lifted up the entire road. So that's what we're out there doing today, is grinding out about 2,000 square feet and replacing it.
So with the alligatoring, was that the water just trying to escape and busting through?
It was like you imagine the earthquake kind of stuff, right? It lifts up to a certain place and then it can't hold it anymore. It just breaks.
That would be a clue. Yeah.
Like a zipper unzippering down the fault line. It was like that same sort of a thing. So
wow.
Yeah, it was.
That would have been impressive.
It would have been impressive, yeah.
Just a little freaky thing going on. So there's... I don't know. How much pressure is there in the water? I mean, typically we talk about gravity fed and okay.
Yeah, you know, we
think of a nice gurgling creek going down.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like it was just gravity fed.
Well, we have all kinds of pressure zones throughout the district just because of the hills and all the pump stations and all the rest of the stuff we have. I'm not exactly sure what we have out there, but it's going to be probably in the 60, 70 pounds per square inch range. So it's not that unusual. But it was an 8-inch pipe, so that's a lot of volume. And once it was open, you know, it was draining the two tanks that feed that area pretty quickly. So that was just moving water.
So you get in a situation like that where you're needing to triage. Are you able to? I mean, most of us have tried to put the little sprinkler.
Yeah.
At the end of the hose with the water running, right? You take a face of water and you.
Okay. But it's easier than going back and turning it off.
Yeah. So for you guys, you get to the valves, you cut that off and just let it kind of drain through and then attack.
Yep. And that's what letting the lines drain out. You got to do that. But it goes pretty quick, especially with a big break like that. So it's already on its way, right?
It was a big break. Yeah. I suppose it doesn't matter the break size once you're cutting into it.
That's right.
If it's 1 foot or 5 feet, it's probably not a heck of a lot of difference.
Nope, it's the same. It's the same process. It's just a little. It's just a time thing then. And these guys are awesome.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll find out how awesome when we come back.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:34. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull from Humboldt Community Services District. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Dave, as you look at the old Arcata Road, are there other places that are susceptible? Was this an older portion of the line that was scheduled to be replaced in the next 5 or 10 years, or did this one kind of come in as a surprise?
It was kind of a surprise. But, you know, that's the way they go. The line is a little bit on the older side, but it's within its life expectancy, and so it wasn't something we had expected or had even thought about. It was time to replace for another 15, 20 years. So it's just things happen around there. The whole world moves, and it's built on goo over there along the edge, and it's just one of those things.
So if there's... What kind of a leak was this? Is this a pinhole that just kind of went crazy like an earthen dam might?
Yeah.
Was this a big long thing?
Well, this was that AC pipe. So when it goes, it breaks up. And so it was hard to do sort of forensics on it. It looks like it just broke. So it could have been what you said, a little pinhole. It could have been something in the bedding might have rubbed a little hole over the, you know, 40 years it's been in the ground, and it just finally came to a place. There was joints close by. It could have been something to do with some of those. You know, there's a bunch of possibilities with it. And we do actually go back and try to piece things together as much as we can to see if there's something going on with either the product or with its age or something, you know, with the installation, albeit, you know, however old it was, just to see if there's something we can anticipate or we can do better with.
Down the road,
exactly. So, but we didn't get any real answers out of this.
So when you dig this out, or when the guys dig this out, do they go for whatever the pipe section length is? Do they go plus one on each side? How far will they channel it out and replace?
This is going to sound like a political answer. They will go as far as is necessary for them to feel comfortable that it was... that they've got the thing contained. If, you know, an easy fix is joint to joint, but that's, you know, that's opening up a 20-foot hole. If it's just a 4-foot section, this was about 5 feet, I believe, that they replaced. That's, you know, a lot easier to deal with, and it's just, I'll put it together. But it just depends on the situation.
You know, this is going to sound simplistic, but is it like playing with PVC, where you get the pipe, you cut it off, you put a little bit of the goo and a little bit of the sterile, punch it together, put the next section in, and
except for the glue part, yeah, pretty much.
How do they do that?
You
can't push from either end.
That's
to make
right.
sure that the seals
they've got depending on the kind of pipe it is, they've got different sorts of sealings and clamps and gaskets and things that they can, you know, whole sets of different sort of repair kits to do this kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's not like you can unearth, you know, the whole 12 miles of it and then slip it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? So, there's
no, shouldn't be any slack, right?
That's right.
That's right. We think it would be cleaner just to take it to the joints, pop those out, screw in the new one, and not worry about it.
It just depends on the situation.
Yep. Now you're talking like a politician.
Yeah.
So this happened within your jurisdiction, but also within the county's jurisdiction, obviously.
Yes.
There's no project that you do that is not inside of somebody else's jurisdiction. How does that work out? You give them a call at night and say, hi.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
You know, 99.9% of Humboldt Community Services District is in the county. So we have a county encroachment permit that allows us to, we get an annual one for this kind of stuff. It tells us who to notify and, you know, all kinds of conditions and things like that. If it's a specific project, like the Harrison Hubbard kind of thing, something like that, we get an encroachment permit that's project specific for that. But like the thing that we're doing out on Myrtle today, that's under the general encroachment permit that we get with the county.
So it's kind of like repair work?
Yes. Yep.
Or surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise file.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, too, and I might have mentioned this last time I was here, but it's worth noting, you know, County Public Works, Humboldt County Sheriff, the Highway Patrol, they were all Johnny on the spot on this thing and really helped out. You mentioned how dark it is out on that stretch of road, and we basically had the road closed from probably 7 at night till midnight, and all three of those agencies really, really helped out a lot.
I would think you can't do anything by yourself, right? Yeah. Unless you're in the woods kind of thing.
Well, this is a thing, you know, this is just a thing. It should be everywhere, but certainly up here, I think we do a really good job of mustering our own resources and working together, agency to agency kind of a thing. We're all here together. We all work for the same group of people, so we need to make it happen. We can't wait for the cavalry to come from somewhere else. We got to do it ourselves. So
yeah, they probably would have drowned on the way up. Yeah. Another drought reference. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:40. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:44. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, a lot of times we hear from the cops and from the fire guys, we're working better together now than we ever have.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you've got the annual encroachment permit for the whoops, and then you have project-specific ones. Is it easier now to work with the city guys and the county guys? I mean, you've had enough experience. And you kind of know, if you don't know who the players are, at least you know the questions, and you probably have more history then about some of the projects than they do.
Yeah.
For their, you know, just because you've been around so long. Is it easier to work with folks now?
Well, you know, I don't know about the easier part. I've always tried to do that as a, you know, just a management philosophy is to reach out and work, knowing that we can't, as you said earlier, we can't do everything ourselves. You need these other agencies to work with you. So it's just this cooperative relationship that you've just put together. So yeah, we work great together. The city, you know, we're kind of joined at the hip because that wastewater treatment plant is, you know, partly ours in a sense. We use that, and then the water system, of course, between Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District and the city of Eureka is where we get the bulk of our water. So we're very close with those agencies anyway, and we work real well together.
Could it be better?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think...
Since there's a debate tonight, I thought I'd, you know, ask a couple of hard questions there.
No, I think we have an excellent working relationship. We meet in one form or another at least once a month and with some of these agencies, and then we, it is a relatively small universe of the county... Public Works, County Roads, County Land Use, you know, it's, you know, we all know each other's phone numbers and whatever, and it works really well.
Yeah, it's always weird when the kids are in school together.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Exactly. How much time do we have?
We got 4 minutes.
Okay.
You were teasing all, you had a major here.
Well, I had a major.
And now we're down to 4 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So I'll try and squeak in it because I got a couple things. You might remember a year and a half or so ago, we were talking about the Humboldt Community Service District was working on a sphere of influence boundary change. And what that is, remember, the sphere of influence is sort of the precursor to actually annexing an area. We can't really work outside of our boundary, but we can do research, we can do studies, we can do stuff in our sphere of influence, which is bigger than our actual boundary. with the intention that someday the boundary may extend out to that sphere of influence. Well, just about a year ago, we finished the sphere of influence boundary change study and all the work and everything, working with LAFCO, and we ended up expanding our sphere of influence by about 9 square miles. And this was a little pieces at Freshwater, Elk River, things like this, filling in some holes. The big one was really out in the Indianola area, and that's what I wanted to mention today. Indianola has been an area that has largely been on wells out there, the people that are out there, and it's been kind of a no man's land of where, you know, who's is the city going to help serve them? Is the services district? Are they going to form another district? Is it a whatever? Well, through our sphere of influence, we extended our sphere over all the Indianola area in cooperation with the city of Eureka and the county and LAFCO, saying, you know, if depending on who can do the best service out there, we want to be in line in case it's HCSD. So we want to expand the sphere. We had a meeting that LAFCO sponsored about a couple weeks ago with us, the city, and the county to talk about the Indianola area. And it looks like we've got to a place where we at least have some sort of a tentative, very, very high level, at least working sort of agreement that HCSD is probably going to be the one that would largely provide water out there if the residents want it. So this starts a 40-year essentially thing of not knowing who's going to do what sort of turned a corner, and I think we're moving down that way. What I'd like to ask the folks out here, if anybody in Indianola, if that would be of interest to you to have essentially city water, have HCSD provide water out there, to give us a go on our website, HumboldtCSD.com, and go to the contacts and send us an email and just say, yeah, we'd like that. Our board, of course, is going to be, they're interested in helping out, but they're not going to move ahead spending any money until they know that the people out there would really like us to at least look at that. So
for the property owners, obviously, well is on their own. They have to pay for it, the maintenance of it, et cetera, et cetera. What are you looking at per parcel?
Well, we don't know roughly yet. That's where we're just at the very beginning of this. Again, this is
this is just, okay, let's check it out.
Let's check it out, but at least we've got a path. For 40 years, we haven't really had a path to even check it out. So now we're in a place. We do have some preliminary estimates that it could range from $2 to $4 million to do service, depending on how much of Indianola needs service out there. But
that doesn't sound like much in government dollars.
No, it's really not. It's there's a transmission line out there. The city already has a water main. It's just getting it hooked up to the thing. So it's just the very beginning of the process. But again, before we get into looking for those, you know, how much per parcel, doing that assessment engineering kind of stuff, my board's going to want to know if people out there actually would like to do it.
Very cool. I guess that's a Christmas present. Doesn't quite match the tie, but it's a Christmas present. Yeah, I heard it going. That's what reminded me. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks, Brian.
Merry Christmas. Tomorrow morning, Dan, to you and Crystal and the gang. See you tomorrow morning.